Yeah, no, look, the rules changed as of the Consumer Protection Code changed on the 24th of March. And in particular, it changed for switchers, i.e. people potentially moving from one lender to another. And what it means now for people is the code is stating that they'll make switching easier and more detailed, really. And what lenders, it's mainly down to lenders. They have to now give people a more informed choice when they're coming near the end of a current fixed rate with them. They've got to give them detailed choices of what's entailed in the new offering that they can give a customer, and then the customer can make a choice as to do they want to stick with that lender or not. Because up until recently, the lenders, it was fairly vague. Here's a list of rates, tick a box, and let's see. Now they've got to go into that fixed rate, if they're offering you a new fixed rate, in a lot more detail. And they have to do that 90 days before the end of a fixed rate period. Another thing that has changed in the code is that should you wish to exit away from your existing lender, they have to release your deeds within 10 days. Now, that's a big change because deeds were taking up to 6 to 8 weeks to arrive before, and you could miss out on a good deal with a new lender. So that in a nutshell, that's what's happened under the new code.
So, as I say, aims to make it kind of more easier, more transparent for people. Will it work?
It will, but they've dressed it up a little bit. Because although you're getting a selection of rates from your current lender, if you do nothing with those rates, you will still move on to the lender's variable rates, which in the current climate, the variable rates are higher. So they haven't done anything about that to force the lender to make sure that you're going to make a decision. And although they're giving you a lot more detail around around what's available, a lender can only give you what's available through them. So look, in my opinion, not a lot has changed apart from it is highlighting the fact that people should look at what's available through their existing lender and definitely go to the market and see what's available out there.
I suppose it's still leaving people with a bit of paperwork and a bit of the associated costs with actually switching, isn't it?
It has, and that's what I was hoping would change under the code. That, look, in my opinion, if you've been paying a mortgage for the last 5 years, you're a good bet. And if you're not in mortgage arrears, so that should be good enough without having to then, if you want to switch to a new lender, you're still having to go and gather a little bit of paperwork, albeit it can be a reduced amount of paperwork now compared to if you're getting your first mortgage. Anybody would remember their first mortgage. They want to know what you had for breakfast last week. But now it's a lot less paperwork that you need, but you do need some paperwork. You do need a solicitor involved in the switching process, because they have to remove one lender from the deeds and put another lender on, and you do have to have a valuation on your property. And you have to weigh up those costs. Look, is the new rate worth going to the trouble of the costs and the paperwork? And that's why you need to make an informed choice. So you get a broker to have a look at it for you, and they'll soon work out the figures if it is worth switching or not.
And I think that'll be news to some people who have heard that, you know, rules are switching to make it easier and potentially cheaper and more transparent, that actually maybe you should take a second look at this, and there may be not necessarily hidden costs, but maybe just costs you wouldn't have thought of or things that might add up.
No, 100%. And you do, you need to take, there is cashback deals out there that will cover your costs and maybe leave you with some money in your pocket. But then there are some fixed rates out there without cashback that it depends on what is important to you, you know. But there are ways of covering your costs. But look, a good broker, it'll take them 15 minutes to half an hour to assess what you've got when you get your letter from your current lender, or you may wish to look at it before you get that letter, and we can find out online what your existing lender are going to offer you, compare it to the market, and at least you know before you tick the box with your current lender that, yeah, I'm better off staying here, or no, I can save a lot of money by moving. Because there was a recent study that if you're on a variable rate of 4.4 and you go to the best green rate in the market of 3.1, you're going to save nearly 10k over a 4-year period. So in that instance, you're definitely worth switching.
Yeah. How often should people be looking at switching, Sean?
It's normally you'd look when you if you pick a fixed rate product, i.e. 4-year fixed rate product in 2026, you'd normally be looking at getting out of that in 4 years' time. Because typically, if you try and break a fixed rate product, you may pay a breakage fee, which again is an added cost. So you've got to look at that. So normally when you pick a fixed rate, pick the right one, because you're normally stuck with that fixed rate for a period. However, now it looks like rates may be on the rise. I'm getting people coming to me who are in current fixed rates and saying, look, I'm happy to pay the breakage fee if there is one, because I just want to lock in for a bit longer now for more certainty. So it depends on what the market's doing, and it depends on if you're on a variable rate. And sorry, it's a long-winded answer. It depends on whether there's a breakage fee or not.
And you think that rates may go up? Is that what your understanding is?
Well, the market is indicating that since what's happening now further afield that none of us saw coming. Yeah, I was asked in January if I thought rates would move this year, and I didn't think they'd move at all. The market is looking like the European Central Bank may move rates maybe 2 times in 2026. That remains to be seen. If inflation goes up, they probably will move rates. Will fixed rates move if European Central Bank rates go up? I'm not so sure, because they didn't drop as quickly as the European Central Bank dropped their rates. So, but I certainly don't see rates dropping any further this year. You might see a slight increase. Just keep an eye on the market at the moment, and for anybody really, I would be looking at fixed rates now, because there is a little bit of uncertainty out there, and variable rates are a lot higher than fixed rates. So look, the advice out there is certainly review your mortgage, certainly take independent advice on it, somebody who's got access to the whole market and can tell you what's out there, and look, that only costs you a bit of time. Look for somebody who doesn't charge you to do that, and then at least for 15, 20 minutes of your time, you'll know whether it's worth progressing to the next level or not of actually moving lenders.
Yeah, I suppose for people who are hearing about the new switching rules, that it's not necessarily the silver bullet that they were maybe hoping for, maybe that you were hoping for as well.
No, it's not. The 10 days to release deeds is very welcome. The fact your lender is going to have to give you a lot more detail on what they're going to offer you so you can make an informed choice is very welcome. So look, the changes were important. It would have been great if the process became a lot smoother and a lot easier to switch. But look, the changes are very welcome.